This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is the projected winner of the U.S. presidency. After days of vote counting, it was the state of Pennsylvania that put Biden over the top. The Associated Press called Pennsylvania for the former vice president Saturday morning, and AP's Julie Pace explains why.
That is a heavily Democratic area. After we made that race call, we're able to get some additional Democratic votes from Allegheny County, another big Democratic area of the state. And what we have seen over the last several days is just that margin of Joe Biden's lead has continued to grow. And we're confident at this point that it will no longer shrink and give Donald Trump a chance to overtake him.
Donald Trump is the first incumbent president to lose the White House since George H.W. Bush in 1992. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
For months, the president painted an apocalyptic picture of what America would look like in a Biden presidency.
Biden will deliver poverty, misery, depression. I will deliver jobs, jobs, jobs.
Calling himself the last thing standing between the nation and chaos, seeming amazed anybody would even consider making Biden president.
You can't do that to our country. He's not mentally equipped.
To the end, the president challenged the election's integrity. As he headed to his golf club this morning, he tweeted in all caps, "I won this election by a lot." Sagar Meghani, Washington.
World leaders have posted congratulations to the president-elect. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said, "The U.S. is our most important ally, and I look forward to working closely together on our shared priorities from climate change to trade and security." The leaders of France, Germany, the EU, Greece, Belgium, and several other countries also followed with their congratulations. You can find more on our website,